Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Wrapping up hour one of old school, brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese here on 93.7 The Ticket. Austin Norman, Jay Foreman with you from the road on the phone. All right, Jay, better fit, Dylan Gabriel at Oregon or Will Howard at Ohio State?
I have to say Gabriel because Will Howard, I don't think, has won the job yet. So, you know, and, you know, obviously I think Will Howard is an established quarterback and is under the radar pickup for Ohio State. But I think, you know, Gabriel, you know, just fitting into that quick passing game. I think he was probably one of the first commitments in the, you know, the big-time quarterbacks hitting the portal. Just on the surface, it seems like, he, you know, right now, if I had to answer your question right now, I think that's the better fit. But I think in about week four or five, Will Howard is healthy. And, you know, obviously implemented into that system, I think he can, you know, leapfrog Gabriel just because he has, you know, more weapons, the bigger stage, more prestigious university than the University of Oregon.
Are Ohio State and Oregon the two best teams in the Big Ten right now?
Well, Ohio State's one of the best Big Ten teams. I would probably, yeah, I'd say Oregon and maybe, you know, don't count out Michigan. You know, I know they lost, you know, it seems like 50 players to the league, but, you know, winning a national title and having winning tradition, you just don't forget how to do those things. You just don't not have athletes ready to step in and take over and take advantage of their opportunity. So I think Michigan is set up with a new coach to be successful. I'm not a big believer in Penn State. I'm not a believer in USC. And then I think everybody else is kind of just you throw them up and see who can fight themselves out of a wet paper bag.
I'm glad you brought up Penn State because I was going to ask if they were in that conversation. Why don't you believe?
Well, every time Penn State's had a chance to look good or win a big game, they haven't done it. So, I mean, they're always going to have great talent. I think Manny Diaz is kind of like Chip Kelly, a great pickup as far as, you know, former head coach Manny Diaz left and went to Duke. Mm-hmm. Tom Allen is huge. He's one of my favorite coaches. To be, you know, former head coach, to be defensive coordinator, I think it's a great pickup. I think the personality fits. I'm not sure what Penn State's trying to do on offense yet. They have 50 running backs. All of them have NFL caliber. And then they got against Ohio State and they decided to try to throw the ball with Drew Aller, and it did not work out well, and it did not bode well for James Franklin or the former offensive coordinator. So I don't know what Penn State is trying to do. I think they're that close, you know, they're the top of that second unit, but I don't know if they can leapfrog into the top two or three, even leapfrog Michigan, just for their inability to compete against the two big dogs. And that's even before Oregon comes in. And this is assuming USC hasn't gotten better. This is assuming that Washington isn't going to continue winning with Jed Fish, who's going to be a surprise, you know, Big Ten head coach. And how successful he is right away. That's just with all those assumptions. I still don't believe Penn State is in the upper echelon, even though they should be, because they year in and year out, they're definitely they're in the recruiting hotbed, but then they also they've recruited well. I don't think they've performed well enough, and that puts the spotlight on James Franklin.
Yeah, two new coordinator hires: Tom Allen from Indiana, like you mentioned, and Andy Kotelnicki, who is the offensive coordinator at Kansas. Drew Aller is not the same kind of quarterback that Jalen Daniels was. So even just that shift in philosophy, like you're saying, even with the talent, trying to go from a dual threat guy like Jalen Daniels to just a pocket style guy like Drew Aller, that's going to take some getting used to for an offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, they're looking for a little bit more, structure and physicality and identity in the run game. That's what Kansas, you know, obviously did really well last year, one of the top rushing teams in the Big 12. And it was kind of like an outlier like Kansas State was a couple years before, where, you know, physical team against a pass-happy conference, you know, bodes well. So they're going to try to establish the run game and bring a different identity, different look, blocking scheme, so forth and so on, and then also implement a deep passing game. And that's where Penn State was atrocious, where they were just essentially chucking and ducking in games against Ohio State and Michigan, trying to get any type of, positive, outcome, throwing it deep and throwing it, two or three defenders. So it didn't work out last year. We'll see how it does this year. James Franklin, like Ryan Day, had to make some hires and, see if it bodes well. And if it does, then, James Franklin will be definitely in the mix, because Penn State definitely is going to be one of the most talented teams on paper coming back.
That'll put a bow on hour one here of Old School, brought to you by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Coach Foreman on the road. Good luck this weekend, Jay. We'll talk to you Monday.
Yeah. All right. Appreciate it, man. Thanks.
Jay joined us on our VIP line, brought to you by Aloe Fiber, where they understand the importance of exceptional service with local heart. You're stuck with me for the next half an hour before we get to Kansas City Royals pregame. Then we'll have some special guests from Union Bank and Trust on for one-on-one with what would be DP, but one-on-one with AO. I guess we're calling it from 6 to 7. Half an hour of Old School left to go. Come back on the other side.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.